Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Millicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Om Times Radio. This is Heather Nichols here with you this week, and we are going to be talking about creating the impossible in your business. I am a Joy of Business facilitator and love these tools and love going beyond everything that we've decided is impossible and into the possible. And, you know, for me, possibility has taken a completely different turn. Even recently, I've been playing with the tools of Access Consciousness for a long time and been a Joy of Business facilitator for a few years. And I actually really used these tools. I've been actually doing business for a long time and always thought that there were impossible things in my business that I just really wanted to change, but I always had this underlying belief and thought and point of view that there were just certain things that I, even though I really desired to have them in my business, that somehow I couldn't. Somehow they were not possible for me to create. They might be possible for other people, but not for me. And then I found Access, and I found the tools of Joy of Business, and I started applying them all the time. Because I was somebody who had done lots and lots of business coaching and different types of, just was really willing to like look and seek and talk to people and get ideas and get coaching and get feedback on what I was creating with my business. And I think one of the reasons why I did so much of it is that I actually didn't I just hadn't figured out in a way how to create a lot more success with my business and a lot more with my business and a lot more fun and a lot more joy and what I on some level knew was possible, but had simultaneously decided was not possible. And so when I found these tools, I just dove in and started really rolling with it and using them. And I really transformed my business through having kids and being a single mom and creating lots of different businesses and revenue streams and always using the tools of Joy of Business to go beyond. And lately we've been having this conversation of predictability and non-predictability. And predictability with business is such a huge place where, you know, it's really what is sort of like highly desirable in a way is to create a business and income that is predictable. That is something that you can count on, like the income that you can count on and the revenue streams that you can count on and the people showing up for your business that you can count on, and actually like making it predictable, making it controllable in a way. And that's so much of what this reality, of sort of how business, how we think business should be done is, that's in a way sort of like the ultimate goal of business in this reality is to create something that is predictable, that you can count on, that you don't have to worry is going to go away. And yet what can occur when you do that is actually a huge diminishment of possibility. And so if you're looking at creating something that you've decided is impossible in your business, one of the great things you can do is start to go beyond what is predictable and go and start to actually create the non predictable, beyond predictable. Now, how do you do that? And it seems sort of crazy to, you know, entertain that thought in a way. It's like it's counterintuitive to everything we've been taught around business in this reality. But as we know, in the joy of business and with access consciousness, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. A great tool, the access clearing statement, that just can really change stuff on a dime. You can make your thoughts and your judgments literally just disappear from your brain by saying that, and I love that. We call it the crazy phrase. But you know, when we've been trained and entrained for years to go for what is predictable, what we can count on, and to actually start to ask for something different to show up that is not predictable, it seems kind of crazy. And for me, what I've really learned about this as I've been playing with this more and more is that predictability is always, it's like how we keep ourselves in the box, inside of your comfort zone. So anything that is predictable is inside of your comfort zone. It's in the box of how you keep yourself small and how you keep your business small and how you keep your business from exploding. Like one of the things that is impossible from this reality's point of view is that your business could explode overnight, or that it could, you know, quadruple or exponentialize or whatever you want to, whatever you'd like to ask for overnight or in a moment or in a week or, and that all of that can occur with these tools. But the thing is that that is a very, very unpredictable, not predictable outcome, with business and with creation. And so to be staying inside of the safe and secure box, and to be choosing inside of the safe and secure box of everything that you've always known with your business, and to be staying with the choices that are predictable and the creations that are predictable and the outcomes that you think are predictable, you're going to keep creating the predictable. If you'd like to have something really different, really expansive, really, you know, sort of crazy, crazy possible, then you have to start actually choosing things that make you uncomfortable beyond your comfort zone, out of the box, beyond the predictable, and into, hey, what would actually be really crazy fun to create? So everything that doesn't allow you to start to play with even just knowing what to ask for, like what impossible reality you could be asking for with your business, and choosing what will allow you to create that dynamically, where you destroy and then create all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night and talk pod shorts, boys and beyond. Because the thing about impossibility is that if you've decided that something is possible, it is. If you've decided that something is impossible, it is. Either way, you're actually right. So would you like to decide that the things that you're asking for with your business are possible or impossible? And, you know, it just sort of comes down to, you know, what would you actually really like to create? And a lot of times we don't even get a great sense of that. Like it's sort of a... like we're so used to choosing what we think we want to choose, or what this reality tells us we're supposed to choose, rather than, wow, okay, if I could actually have anything as my business, what would it be? That's an impossible question. That's a curiosity of impossibility. And so it's like, because again, you're not supposed to be able to have that. Like you're supposed to actually stay with, you know, in the box and stay with what you've decided is, like the safe thing to ask for. You know, oh, it'd be nice to get a 10% raise this year, or, you know, I mean, that's even bigger than most people get. But what if you could multiply your income by 5 in a month or 2 months or a year? And that is considered crazy. And then beyond that, so it's like we can talk about the growth of your business and your income and all of that. And it's like, what's beyond that even? I know for me, one of the things that I always looked for and looked at was this sense of, gosh, like it seems like I should actually be able to have a lot of fun, like ridiculous fun with my business. It's late at night here. Like I always had this sort of like fantasy that I could and should have like ridiculous fun with my business, but that there was still somewhere in the back of my mind and in my world that I had decided that it was just not actually possible for that to occur. So I simultaneously really desired it and was convinced that it wasn't actually possible, that it was an impossibility to have so much fun creating my business that and creating financial success and creating money and all of that. It's like, no, that's actually something that I think should be true. I would really like it if it was true or if it was possible, but I haven't seen anybody else do it. So I guess I'm just dreaming. So everything that you've given up, all the desires and the requests and the things that would bring you great joy with your business that you've given up based on the fact that you haven't seen them in this reality, will you please destroy and create all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all 9 puck punch shirts with me on, then that is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. If you haven't heard it, it's like a big delete button that just deletes anything that does not contribute to you, anything that doesn't make your life greater, any unconsciousness or anti-consciousness that you have running the show. It literally goes bye-bye when you run the clearing statement. So what would it be like to actually start to, like, even just looking at, well, what could be possible here? Like, what could actually be possible? What have I decided is impossible that actually is possible? So everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive, and receive that, will you destroy and then create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all 9 puck pod shirts with me on. What could you ask for that would be a ridiculous ask with your business and your life and your living and your reality? What ridiculous requests could you make with all of that and of the universe that you've never allowed yourself to make? And everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, get bad, all 9 puck pod shorts, boys and beyond. I think we're actually at our first break. I'm not used to this whole setup yet, so here we go. This is Heather Nichols on Om Time Radio, and we'll be back in a moment.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to Joy of Business Radio on OM Times. This is Heather Nichols, and we are playing today with going beyond the impossibility in your business, creating the impossible. Actually, not just going beyond it, but creating it, because that's kind of fun. People usually love a good challenge, right? So let's look at that a little bit more. So what have you decided is impossible in your business? And you know, also, if this is a newer conversation to you, I just also want to speak to, from a joy of business and an access consciousness perspective, business is actually the adventure of your life and living. It is the creation of your living. And so it's not just the thing that you do to make money. It actually includes everything. It includes your body. It includes your family. It includes your children. It includes your relationships. It includes your household. It includes how you set up your life, how you run your life. It's really everything. It's an adventure of creation that is actually available to you every day. And as Simone Melissa says, who's the founder of Joy Business, if you wake up in the morning and, you know, you're breathing, you're in business. Your life is a business. So it's like, what business would you actually like to create as your life? Would you like to create the mediocrity of what this reality says is that business is and is true with business and is possible and impossible with business? Or would you actually like to create something that's very different? And for me, this was such an amazing gift to just come across this point of view, really. And when I started hearing about just the business conversations in Access Consciousness and Joy of Business, it was like, oh my gosh, thank goodness that somebody is actually talking about something that I've always known. But I didn't really allow myself to know it because I just thought I was actually crazy because I didn't see anybody else in this world creating what I knew was possible. So it must have been me, you know. And that's something that we do a lot is actually we have an awareness of something, but we haven't seen it in the world anywhere. So we immediately go to the decision and the computation that we're crazy, that it's our, our shortcoming rather than, this reality is completely based and created around impossibility, really, and around structure and form and order and predictability and all of that. Where was I going with that? Oh, so just to start to look at like, okay, cool. So if business could actually include everything that I'm up to, if my business could include everything that I'm up to, and I wasn't actually crazy in my awareness of that as a possibility, like that actually was something that I could start to play with, then what would I actually like all of that to be like? And it takes, for me, what's been so cool about it is that it literally takes the separation out of like where everywhere we go to separate business and life. Like a lot of people, you know, it's like you go to work and those are your hours at work. And then when you come home, you're with your family and you're not working. And I've seen people that play with the Access Consciousness tools and Joy Business and, you know, people that have taken classes and stuff try to sort of do that order of like, this is my time with my family and this is my time with my business. And it works for some people, absolutely. But it's interesting to see as people get more into this conversation of, hey, what if it's all connected? What if it's all part of the adventure of creation? Those lines dissipate and dissolve and go away. They don't exist anymore. And suddenly you can be getting a massage and it's contributing to your business, or you can be, like for me, I do, like my body is a huge contribution to my business. So going for a hike in the woods, going for a swim in the ocean, going for a spa day or whatever is a huge contribution to my business. And part of it is that I'm willing to actually have that as my functional point of view. So, I recognize that if my body is happy, if my body is being nurtured, if I'm nurturing me, I'm choosing nurturing activities or whatever, my business is like, I'm going to actually be excited to create. I'm going to be filled with creative energy and juice, and like my business is going to be happy. And that's, it's not like I'm, you know, for me, it's just something that I've played with a lot is, you know, we ask a lot of questions with Joy Business, and there's zillions and zillions of questions that you can be asking. And I love the Joy Business book and the manuals and the classes and all of that, that just give you like just questions that you've never considered asking, or at least for me, that's what they've done for me. And where was I going with that? Oh my goodness, I keep losing my train of thought. How does it get better than that? But we ask, well, gosh, it's totally gone. That's funny. This is a side effect of Joy Business and Access Consciousness, is that you lose your brain. It goes bye-bye. It goes away. And you're left with awareness, which is great, because awareness is a lot faster and a lot more nurturing and like joyful in a way and easeful than creating from our minds, which is not that, it's not actually something that we can do very well. Oh my goodness. So everything that is, let's destroy it and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pockpot shirts, boys and beyond. So I was like, I think I went on a little tangent and I lost myself there, but let's actually talk about asking questions. Because if you're asking for something, I was talking about the business as the adventure of living, which is impossible in this reality. So everything that doesn't allow you to have business as the adventure of living, we destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, get bad, all nine, puck, puck, shirts, with me on. And the separation between business and work, I mean, business and family and all of that. But it's like when you start to actually look at, okay, cool, if I could have anything, if I could create anything as my business, what would that actually be? So what would that be? If business didn't have to mean anything to you, if it wasn't this solid, heavy, unchanging, unchangeable, impossible world for you, what would it actually be? Would it be fun? Could it be fun? Could it be joyful? Could it be a creative endeavor? Could it be something that nourishes you and nurtures you? Could it be an adventure? Could it include taking naps or, you know, enjoying your family or, you know, going for a run in the woods or traveling all over the world? Could it include, like, what could and would your business include and the business of your life and living? What would that include if impossibility was not a conversation in your world? If everything was possible and nothing was impossible, and you didn't have to create a predictable life, what would that be like? What could you actually start to ask for? And because a lot of times, I mean, really, the reality that we create is when you're using questions, the reality that we create is really based upon the questions that we ask. Like, what are you asking for? And I know for me, I love sort of finding out like new questions, asking people, you know, what questions they're asking, or just like having these types of conversations, because the more like we ask questions based on a point of view that we have about something, and the questions that we ask and the questions that we don't ask all come from a point of view. And so, you know, finding out what questions other people are asking is, and just like asking to ask different questions even, is a really amazing way to start to ask for different things, ask for new things, ask for things that you never thought you could ask for. And what occurs is you're going to have very different awareness. You're going to have new ideas, new possibilities show up, new creations show up, perhaps faster than you can imagine, perhaps faster than you thought was possible before. So everything that doesn't allow you to play in the space of being not predictable with how you're asking and what you're asking, with your questions and what you're asking for with your life, will you just join and create all of that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyond. So if you could, and this is one of my favorite questions, if you could have anything as your life and living in your business, what would it be? Beyond any conversation of what is and is not possible, what would it be? What would you choose? How much would you work? Where, like, would you travel? If so, where? If so, how much would you travel? And would you have a family? Would you, like, what would you actually, if you could create anything, what would it be? And I, you know, I always love including in that too, the contribution that I'd like to be to the world and what the change that I'd like to see in the world. And you don't have to have, you don't have to be a coach or, you know, teach classes in order to create change in the world. Like, you can do that as a car mechanic or as a salesperson or whatever. Just by being you, you can create change in the world. So what could you ask for, given all of that, given, you know, what is actually possible, what could you be asking for that you've just never considered asking for because it's been, until now, an impossibility? And everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, online, pop, pop, shirt, goes, man. Break number two. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
See, the breaks are totally not predictable for me. I've not done this show before. I'm used to doing another radio show that is different. So welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you are listening to Joy Business Radio on OM Times. We're talking today about creating the impossible in your business. And so we were talking before the break about just getting a sense, like getting the energy of what you would like to have as your life, living reality business. How much would you like to travel? What kind of income would you like to have? How much would you like to work? What would you like to actually be doing? If you had total freedom with all of that, like what would you actually be asking for? What would you be creating? What would you be choosing? And so as you start to ask for different things and open up to different spaces of what you might have previously deemed impossible, and starting to actually really go for it. So this is where the asking questions becomes really, really, really valuable. And it's funny because I have lots and lots of conversations with people around creating business, and they always want to know, like, okay, but tell me like the pragmatic stuff, like give me the pragmatic tools. And then like asking questions is highly pragmatic. When you ask questions, you are opening doors right and left to the universe to be able to contribute to you, to give you awareness, to give you contributions, to show you what might actually be possible beyond what you've chosen before. So rather than when you get the sense of like, okay, so this is the amount of money I'd like to have, this is the amount of, travel and where I'd like to go and all of that and people I'd like to surround myself with, what most people have been trained to do and have the tendency to do is to then go into the computation of, okay, now I've decided what I want. Now I have to figure out how to get it, right? And that's predictability. That actually kills possibility when you go into the, okay, now it's up to me to make this happen. And what's interesting is that so many people don't even ask for what they truly would like to have. Because they either don't want to have to make it happen, like they don't want the sort of like the burden of that and on their shoulders from their point of view. They don't know how. And the thing is that you're off the hook actually. Like you never need to know how again to create something because you can't know how and you won't know how. And all you got to do is ask. So there's a beautiful conversation with Gary Douglas in the recent 7-day class in Malaysia where he was talking about receiving and like asking for, like using the example of asking for more money. And, you know, when you want more money, what do you do? Like, where do you go? What do you go to create? Do you actually go to like sort of standby revenue streams of like, okay, I need money, so I need to do this, this, or this, because these are the three ways that I can make money. Or, you know, do you go somewhere else? And what he was saying about it is when there are things that he's asking for, like for with money, for instance, when he's aware that he requires more money, he just asks for it and he starts to receive. And then the choices and the possibilities and all of that, the contributions can come in to his world. And I just love that because I've never heard him or anybody say that before about how, like, okay, so now I'm going to ask for something. And instead of going into the, like, figuring out how to predictably create this in the most linear and logical way, I'm actually going to turn on and turn up my receiving. So that I can actually receive what I'm asking for. And then the universe can contribute to you. And then the universe can show you, hey, there's this possibility, there's this possibility, there's this thing waiting for you. And then you can actually choose it and step into it and start to play with it. So everything that doesn't allow, ask and receive to be a huge part of your creative reality with business and beyond. We destroy and create all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, shorts, boys and beyond. So asking questions is absolutely imperative. It's huge. It is not to be underestimated. And I just want to talk a little bit about that, because when you ask questions, you're actually, when you ask a true question, you're inviting the universe to show you something that you're not currently aware of. You're inviting the universe to gift you with something that you are not currently aware of. You're inviting the universe to open door. You're opening doors. You're actually choosing to open doors so the universe can actually play with you, contribute to you, and give you the awareness and the awareness of choice and possibility that having will allow you to when you have it, you can start to create something really different. Now, questions, a lot of times people sort of misidentify and misapply how to ask questions or what a question is. So a question, like a lot of times we do statements with a question mark at the end, which isn't actually an invitation. Like that still has you staying inside of that box. It still has you staying in the realm of possibility and impossibility rather than really going beyond it. So what can you start to ask for that you've never considered before? And even that question is a great question. What can you start to ask? What can you ask for right now in this 10 seconds that you've never asked for before? And everything that doesn't allow that, let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, punch, shorts, good, man. Because if you're asking for the same thing, guess what? Same thing is going to show up. And sometimes, I've discovered recently that sometimes I actually have to ask for things that are huge. They seem to be huge in my universe. And that actually starts to give me the awareness of what I, like the awareness that I actually require in order to create. So how big an ask have you decided is too big of an ask? And everything that is, will you destroy it and create it? Where you've decided that it's not possible to ask for something huge to show up and have it show up. Right, wrong, give that online, pod shorts, with me on. So as you're playing with questions, and this, so we're really just starting to talk more now about the elements of creation. Question is one of the primary elements of creation. Ask and you shall receive is one of the elements of creation. And they seem, you know, they might sound esoteric or whatever, but these are actually, again, these are super, super pragmatic tools that you can use to create the impossible with your business. You can use to go beyond what you've decided is possible with your business. And I've used them to create some really cool things. And I know a lot of people that have too, from Joy Business and just these conversations. And now choice, question, choice, possibility, contribution, elements of creation. Now choice, being willing to have choice as a reality, as a generative and creative functional reality, it is an impossibility. Like it's an impossibility in this reality to be able to just choose something and have it show up. So everything that doesn't allow that to be your reality, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, good, man. Choice, every time you make a choice, you open the door to so much awareness, so much contribution, so many possibilities. And we don't often acknowledge like the the depth and the breadth of that, like the potency of that, of what choice actually is and what it actually creates in our world. So everything that doesn't allow you to be as potent as you be with choice, where you destroy and create all of that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all lame, pot, shorts, boys and beyond. So what does choice even mean? I mean, it's such a, you know, you can be like, okay, great, whatever, choice, but what does that actually look like in a way? What is that, you know, how does that actually show up in real life? And sometimes it can mean just choosing energy. Like, okay, I'm aware that I could travel more, I could have more money, I could do these things, I could have this, and, you know, so I'm going to actually start to choose that energy. And sometimes it's actually like making, like I was talking about, like making choices that don't seem, here's a great example. There was a thing I saw. I'm like, am I going to get cut off if I tell you the story? I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. A video from Steve Jobs that I saw on Facebook today where he was talking about, you know, I was 12 and I wanted to create this machine and I needed these parts for this machine. So I called up this guy that I knew that worked at Hewlett Packard Computers and I asked him if he knew where I could get the parts. And he ended up hiring me. So at age 12, Steve Jobs got hired to make these machines that he wanted to make that he had called the guy about the parts for. Now, he had no idea that's where that conversation was going to go. And what he said was, you know, sometimes the difference is, are you willing to pick up the phone? So while choice can be very energetic and it can be like, I'm going to let all these energies right here that I'm aware of that are lighting me up, that make me happy, all of these energies right here, I can choose those energies. And I can also choose to pick up the phone. I can also choose to call somebody. I can also choose to send an email or to ask a question or to, like, there's just so many different layers and ways that we choose. And Steve Jobs picked up the phone and asked for something and was willing to get a no. And, you know, his point was, you know, sometimes there are people that just aren't willing to get the no. Like, they're not actually willing to even ask. And that can actually make a huge difference in what shows up in our world. So on that note, little cliffhanger here, we'll be back.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers. live on air every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Joy Business on Om Times Radio. We're talking about all kinds of things today, choice and question and possibility and contribution and impossibility and predictability and non-predictability. And one of the things that I love about the predictability conversation is that it's really opened up choice for me in a very dynamic way. It's actually opened up the elements of creation in a very dynamic way. I really do create as much as I can and more all the time, create my business with these tools, like with the tools of asking questions, making choices, perceiving possibilities and receiving contributions, and asking and receiving, like that ask and you shall receive. That's what that is, right? And I've been able to create a lot of amazing things with my business, with those tools. And when this conversation of predictability and non-predictability came up, I actually realized that there were so many places where I was using the need and the necessity or the desire for a predictable business, to actually limit what I was asking for, what I was choosing, the possibilities that were coming my way, the contributions that I could be receiving. And so if you were willing to have maybe even just, like, let's just say, like, 10% less predictability or 20% less predictability, what different questions would you ask? What different choices could you make? What different possibilities would be available to you? Remember how we talked about predictability being the thing that keeps you in the box? So if that was, you know, only there 80% or 50% or whatever, then, you know, the box gets bigger, you know, or at least you start to even know that there's a reality beyond it. And what then can the universe contribute to you? That, to me, is creating the impossible. When the universe can contribute to you in super fast and super dynamic ways, based on your willingness to be unpredictable, to be chaotic, to play with question, choice, possibility, contribution, to have those be the elements that create your business, that you use to create your business, because you actually are very much part of the equation. But it's like we open ourselves up to this entirely new world. Like Steve Jobs going, okay, I'm 12. I want to build this thing. I'm going to call the guy and I'm going to ask him, and he can say no to me and he can say yes to me and he can give me a job, you know. There's lots of different ways this can go. But the need and necessity to predict how somebody's going to respond to you, even, it's gone, right? If you're willing to be unpredictable, then you don't have to know, and you're willing to have non-predictability as your reality, then you're not, like, you don't need to know how somebody's going to respond. It's sort of irrelevant to you. You just get to choose based on what's true for you and what you would love to have as your life and your reality and your living and your business. So everything that doesn't allow that to be your reality, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyond. So, super dynamic conversation, very different. You might be like, what are you talking about? And I just wonder, you know, even allowing this to seep into your world a little bit, like, if you didn't have to know where your money was going to come from 6 months from now, what freedom would you have to choose something really different? And, you know, part of it is knowing that the universe has your back and trusting you, trusting your capacity to create, trusting that the universe has your back, trusting that the universe is actually always desires more for you, and functioning from that as your reality. You know, what would it be like to create your business from and as the knowing that the universe totally has your back and it actually desires to contribute to you? Simone said that too. a few of us the other day. The universe, what if the universe desires to contribute to you? And I was like, I kind of knew that, but wow, you know, it's just for some reason it sunk in a very different way than it ever had before. And it was like, wow, yeah. So what if I were to actually create my business, my life, my reality, from the knowing that the universe actually desires to contribute to me? And what I've been seeing is how much I keep my life and my business predictable, based on like the need to know what's going to happen, which is usually me projecting a whole bunch of crap onto my future and being like, oh, I'm creating this. Well, this is how it's going to go because this is how it always goes, you know, and there's this belief in there, this point of view that the universe is not actually just like waiting and ready and excited to contribute to me. So what would it be like to have that as your functional reality? Like, I'm going to ask for something, and of course it's going to be delivered, because that's actually how the universe works. So everything that doesn't allow that, time is a godzillion, if you destroy and uncreate it. Right on, good, bad, and lame, pock, punch, earth, live, and beyond. Yeah. So I'm not sure where I'm at again with my timing here, but I didn't want to let the show end without inviting you all to actually just play with Joy of Business. There are some amazing facilitators all over the world. It's Joy of Business is being facilitated everywhere in the world and in lots of different languages, and I'm growing all the time and expanding all the time. We actually have a Joy of Business facilitator training coming up in Napa in California, the wine country of California, in a few weeks on June 9th through the 12th. And so that's just, I'm so looking forward to that. And there's Joy of Business classes happening all over. So you can go to accessjoyofbusiness.com and find a class. A lot of people live stream their classes. So there's lots of different ways to start to play with these tools and get more of them. And the Joy of Business classes are amazing. Like, we really do get rid of the foundation of limitation that you've created and chosen with your business and with business in general, and like actually start to really play with these miraculous, impossible, and like totally pragmatic and totally non-predictable tools of creation, and tools around, you know, creating more money in your world and working with other people and how to create when you get stuck, and just looking at things from lots of different angles and asking lots of different questions. And what I love about the classes of Joy of Business is that they are just this explosive playground of creation, where even in a one-day class, the Joy of Business 101 class, like, people will take that class and get into this super dynamic space of creation that I haven't seen before. And I love that about this stuff. It's like, what if there was nothing wrong with you? What if you could ask for 8 million times more than what you've been asking for? And what if these crazy, wild, wacky, you know, seemingly esoteric tools actually really create more dynamically than pragmatically, and pragmatically than ever anything you've ever played with before? That has definitely been what I've discovered with this stuff. And it's really fun to see other people get that business could actually be fun and joyful and delightful and generative and profitable and. That is completely impossible. So Katarina Nilsson actually was going to be on this show with me. We didn't get to, actually some stuff happened and that didn't end up getting created, but she and I are actually going to be facilitating the Joy of Business 101 and 102 class from Napa right before Simone's class on June 5th through the 7th. And we're also going to be live streaming it. So it's just an awesome chance. You can take the one-day class, 101. You can take 102 as well, which is 2 days. The 101 is the prereq. And there's no prereqs for the 101 class. So if you'd like to play more with these amazing tools, come and join us in Napa or join us online from anywhere in the world for these classes. And accessjoybusiness.com, again, has all that information. So So if you were actually creating a reality totally beyond this reality with what you're asking for, if you're creating something completely impossible with your business and your life and your living, what would you be choosing? What would you be asking for? What kinds of questions would you be asking? What curiosity would you have? What possibilities would be available to you? What choices could you make? You could even write down that list of questions and just start asking it. What would I choose? What would I ask for? What possibilities would be available if I didn't have the point of view that anything was impossible? If you didn't have the point of view that anything was impossible, what could you create? What would you create? And everything that doesn't allow that, let's try and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all night, and pock, pod, shorts, boys and beyond. So, yeah, I wonder what it would be like to really, really go for it, you know? And this is where, as I mentioned earlier, it's like getting uncomfortable is a huge gift and a huge contribution to this whole play of creating the impossible and going beyond everything that you've ever created before. You're not going to create it from the comfort of your own home, so to speak, right? I mean, you could totally create an online business, but you know, metaphorically speaking, it's like you're not going to create the impossible from inside of a tiny box. You're not going to create the impossible from staying comfortable and not pushing yourself to make choices that make you squirm. And the cool thing is that you can actually get to a space where those things that make you squirm are like, if there's a fun factor to it, it's like, gosh, the more I squirm, the more I ask for, the more I choose, you know, the more I actually get to create and the more I get to receive. So the squirming to me is really quite worth it because it's either that or, and it's not like I'm always squirming, but it's either that or stay in the impossibility zone. So there we go. There you have it. Thanks for being